stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 24th, year 2024. And this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And the topic for our today daily devotion is Elder, Be a Good Example. The topic once again, Elder, Be a Good Example. A memory verse is from Titus 2:7. Titus 2 verse 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Let's do it one more time. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Titus 2 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. The Bible reading this morning is from Titus chapter 2, verse 1 to 8. Titus 2, 1 to 8. And I'll be reading the NLT version. As for you, Titus, promote the kind of living that reflects wholesome teaching. Teach the older men to exercise self-control, to be worthy of respect, and to live wisely. They must have sound faith and be filled with love and patience. Similarly, teach the older woman to live in a way that honor God. They must not slander others or be heavily drunken. Instead, they should teach others what is good. These older women must train the younger women to love their husband and their children, to live wisely and be pure, to work in their home, to do good, and to be submissive to their husband. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. In the same way, encourage the young men to live wisely, and you yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and the seriousness of your teaching. Teach the truth so that your teaching can be criticized. Then those who oppose us will be ashamed and have nothing bad to say about us. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is Elder, Be a Good Example. Our Bible reading for today says that elders should behave right in order to influence the younger ones to also behave right. This is how it should be. Beyond word, the younger generation learn more by observing. Besides hearing the things you say, they can also see the things you do. If you want them to behave rightly, let them see you do what you are asking them to do consistently first. When you lie to get a favor for your children in school, and they turn around to tell the child not to lie to you, you are deceiving yourself. If they hardly see you praying and read your Bible, you can't turn around and ask them to read their Bible. You should be bold to say to the younger ones, like Apostle Paul said, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians 4, 9. A memory verse for today says that you must show yourself as a pattern of good work. Many elderly people usually say that in order to catch the young youth, they need to dress like youth and use their slang. What they don't know is that when they started looking and talking like them, they are endorsing their lifestyle and some of their negative action. They can't change them that way. Rather, they will only reinforce their negative behavior. Instead, there should be a standard for the youth to follow. More often than not, the youth know the truth, and when they do the wrong things, they actually expect the elder to correct them. Now imagine their confusion when they see their elder doing the same thing they want to be corrected about. In Yoruba land, where I come from, we call elder people who behave childishly agbaya, meaning shameless old fellow. God is counting on elders to guide the younger ones on how to behave for them to have a better tomorrow. God also expects the youth to submit to their elders in humility. Finally, Titus 2:2 says that elders should be sober, brave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. As an elder, let this be your watchword. Don't be an agbaya. Action point. Ensure you act the same way you want your children and the young people around you to do. That's the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you tomorrow.